A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was lying in the sanctuary of the Lord, where the ark of God was, when the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." He answered, "Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, since you called me." Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Once again the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, since you called me." He replied, "I did not call you, my son. Go back and lie down." Samuel had as yet no knowledge of the Lord and the word of the Lord, and had not yet been revealed to him. Once again the Lord called, the third time. He got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, since you called me." Eli then understood that it was the Lord who was calling the boy, and he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if someone calls, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord then came and stood by, calling as he had done before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, and let no word of his fall to the ground. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The body is not meant for fornication. It is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God, who raised the Lord from the dead, will by his power raise us up too. You know surely that your bodies are members making up the body of Christ. Anyone who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Keep away from fornication. All the other sins are committed outside the body, but to fornicate is to sin against your own body. Your body, you know, is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you since you received him from God. You are not your own property. You have been bought and paid for. That is why you should use your body for the glory of God. The word of the Lord.